William Morrow and Harper Audio present The School of Mirrors, a novel by Ava Stajniak, performed by Al Potter. Paris, 1793. She runs after the tumbling cart, her heart tripping, racing, tripping again. The morning is crisp, the sky robin's egg blue. The streets are empty. Houses are shuttered, doors locked. Here and there chimneys belch plumes of thick smoke. Traitors are burning their sins, she has heard. Madame Guillotine is not swift enough. The cart, pulled by a single horse, sways. The man on the cart, his once black hair streaked with grey, is holding fast to the side. His eyes follow her, not letting go, not for the shortest of moments. On the Quai d'Orsay, slippery from the night's rain, she glimpses an old bony woman huddling in the doorway. On the Pont de la Concorde, a hunchbacked beggar, a bulging sack flung across his chest, is poking through a pile of rags. In the Place de la Révolution, the cart slows. Around a scaffold, a small crowd has gathered. A child wails and is quickly hushed. A dog barks. She catches the glint of the blade and stops. Part 1. Versailles, 1755 to 1757. 1755. My mother didn't tell me much. I would have to go into service, she said. It is not what my late father or she had once hoped for me, but it is how it would have to be. I might still do well for myself, if I learn fast, that is, and if I learn to please. At all times, not only when it suits me, willful girl that I am, eager to listen to everyone but my own flesh and blood. Should I have guessed what bargain she had struck for me? Perhaps, but I was still a child, even if I had turned 13 already. I didn't know how to spot danger in the silence between words. I didn't know the sequence of steps in the dance of sacrifice and betrayal. Used women's clothes was my mother's trade. Old taffeta dresses frayed at the hems, underarms rotten with sweat, fancy court robes once embroidered with silver and gold, now deprived of adornment, the torn muddy skirts of suicides fished out of the river. I hated it when she brought them home to sort and mend, soaked through with the stink of their previous owners, filthy, infested with fleas. We lived on Rue Saint-Honoré by then, on the fifth floor of a building overlooking the Quinze-Vingt market. In our old house, on Rue des Jardins, Papa had his own printing shop, where he printed and sold pamphlets and books, and we all lived in an apartment above it. Here our rented room was divided with strings on which I hung laundry to dry. We slept on folding beds, my brothers on one, Maman and me on another. We ate on Papa's rickety workshop bench, which doubled as a sewing table. We cooked our meals in the communal kitchen downstairs, with its smoking fireplace and damp, mouldy walls, a place of constant quarrels over firewood and cooking space, and sometimes of blatant thievery. The very day we moved in, I learned its basic rules. Turn your back and your wooden spoon will disappear. Leave your pot unattended and your food will vanish. Marcel was 11 then, Eugene 10, Gaston 8. They no longer attended the parish school, but ran chores for the carpenter or the butcher, who had their stalls in the inner yard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?